Welcome back to the Eclectic Corners, everybody. Hope you guys enjoyed the first two episodes. So Chauncey and I are back here again to give you some more eclectic news and just culture stuff and just
a little bit of weird stuff here.
So
as with last time, we have divided our show into segments to offer all you listeners out there some semblance of structure. And the first one we are talking about is Tough Choices, which I think we had in the last episode. We had a Tough Choices segment.
The gorilla?
Yeah.
Or the thoughts?
Yes, right? Yeah. Gorilla or thoughts.
Would you rather be beaten up by a gorilla once a week, not knowing when he'll be coming to beat you up?
Yeah.
But you will not die, but you'll be hurt though.
Yeah.
Or have all your thoughts come to reality.
That's right. That was the topic of last week's podcast. So if you missed that, definitely go back and check that one out. But this week we have something a little bit more close to our hearts,
yes,
I think. But still, a very tough choice.
Yes.
So, and this is one that I thought up on my own, so be prepared for that. But, Ray, would you rather have force powers, but no lightsaber, basically no martial skills at all, just like the ability to use the force?
Okay.
Or a lightsaber and like basically mastery in lightsaber and martial skills, but no force powers.
Okay, so my question to you would be, can I use a combination of both the force and the dark side? Both forces,
good and evil? You could use either variant of the force as long as you have the force.
So I could use either power.
Yeah.
But I won't turn to the dark side then, either way, right? I could be neutral still.
No, I mean, it balances everything.
Okay.
So I guess technically there's... this is a debate with a lot of people. Some people are very much like, oh yeah, great Jedi, that's totally fine. I don't know that you can really ride the fence like that. It's, you kind of are one way or the other.
Didn't Vader almost ride the fence?
Well, no, he was good.
Yeah.
And then he was bad. And then he
changed his heart. Yeah, changed his heart. Yeah, I guess.
There was never a point where he was a little bit bad and a little bit good.
That's true. Okay.
He'll cut off your arm, but then he'll heal your wounds with the force.
All right. So would I rather have the force with no lightsaber and no martial arts skills or combat skills, or would I rather have the lightsaber with martial arts skills but no force?
Right. So you have force as it relates to the lightsaber use and your martial arts skills, but not force powers like the force push or lifting things with your mind or the Jedi mind tricks. Or alternatively, you have the force push and the Jedi mind tricks and lifting things with your mind, but you can't really use a lightsaber or a staff or punch people with the force behind it and that kind of thing.
I think it depends on what level of a Jedi are you, because if you're a Padawan, just learning, I don't want to have the force with barely any force power skills.
Okay, so let's assume master level, because
okay,
I don't think anyone wants to be a Padawan anyway. if we're doing a what if scenario, no one's let me just start off at the beginning.
Padawan basis, right? And move my way up in skills and ranking? No, okay. All right, so
I'm too old to start as a Padawan now.
Man, you know what? I think I'm going with force powers and no lightsaber.
Okay.
I think.
Why would you say that?
I think I'm too old to fight.
Okay.
My knees, I'm only 41, but yeah, my knees hurt when I got out of bed. So for me trying to kick somebody or drop somebody, that ain't going to happen. So I'm rather push them away.
That's fair.
Or lift them up and throw them into the lake or something like that. You know, just get away from me. Not today. You know, just throw them out.
Okay.
You know, that's fair.
Yeah, I think the utility of the force powers is, it's way up there. Because as you get older, you're maybe less able to carry heavy things, but you could lift it with the force.
Exactly.
If, like, the cashier at the store is being a pain in the butt and they don't want to give you a refund for something because it was like
Jedi mind trigger.
You Jedi mind trigger. I feel like the utility is there for the force powers. The lightsaber combat stuff definitely helps with personal defense, but I don't know. I don't know that I would use it on a daily basis.
Maybe like if I was younger, yeah.
Yeah. Or in a different profession, like a mercenary or a soldier. Or of course, I probably wouldn't be doing podcasts if I was doing one of those.
Definitely not. Like,
it's like, let me tell you guys about my day. Oh, right, I can't.
So, Monday through Friday, I do podcasts. Weekends, I'm an assassin.
I went to this place, and this thing happened. And, yeah, that's about what all I can tell you.
That's all I can tell you. If you know more, I gotta find you and kill you. Like Liam Neeson.
Oh, Liam Neeson. The man who has been everything.
Qui-Gon?
Qui-Gon Jinn, yes.
Didn't last too long.
No. Actually, I saw this post somewhere at one point, and it was about the Taken movies.
Oh, Lord.
And it lists all the things that Liam Neeson has done. It's like, this man has been a Jedi Knight, like a god, and several other things. And he's like, why would you kidnap this person's daughter?
It's like almost like the, have you heard like those Chuck Norris jokes?
Yeah.
What is Chuck Tales for? like DuckTales?
DuckTales.
Yeah, like the Chuck Norris jokes, like, you know, Chuck Norris woke up and reflection in the mirror got scared of him, whatever, like, you know, stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So it's like, yeah, but definitely force power with no lightsabers. I could lay in bed and just make myself some coffee, or even though I don't drink coffee, but get some orange juice, make myself some breakfast, and
right.
While laying in bed.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. You could, you could be a healer. You could even be like a faith revival healer, or like sell your healing skills.
I was watching, what was it, the other day on Instagram, I seen some lady was selling her healing skills online. So basically, she would have her patients laying on bed.
Okay.
On their own bed.
Yeah.
Have their phone or computer or some type of camera pointed to them.
Sure.
While they lay there. She was on her own home, at her own place, through her own computer, moving her fingers like she was massaging them through the computer, healing them.
Okay.
I'm like, this is so absurd. This is so... People are just dumb nowadays.
So they do remote
massages.
Massages now.
But if I was a Jedi Master, I could do that.
You could. Technically, and I guess biblically speaking, there's a precedent for it, because Jesus heals the guy's
daughter.
Yeah, the guy's daughter. He just like comes up.
The centurion's daughter.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. Hey, can you heal my? Can you come with me and heal my daughter? And he's like, she's healed. He's like, okay, I'm good.
But he still went to the house, and when he got there, she was awake.
Yeah,
that's true. That is so true.
So there you go.
There you go. So. So did Jesus have Jedi powers? Or did Jesus give the people the Jedi powers?
I'd like to say that Jesus probably has powers greater than
the Jedi have. Yeah, exactly.
I'd also like to point out that the Jedi are a fantasy thing.
Yeah.
And so, not 100% comparable. But.
Not comparable. But can you imagine Jesus being like your master? Like your...
How would you ever live up to that?
You can't. It's like... Sorry, I failed you again, Master.
Like, speaking of not wanting to be a Padawan, like, you would be a Padawan forever.
Forever. Forever. All right, so you take in force power with no lightsabers, so have I.
I think so, yeah. I'm as cool as a lightsaber is, and believe me, I have a lightsaber from Disney because it's awesome.
So do I. My Kylo Ren.
But yeah, I think the force powers are just more practical for our modern society.
True.
Yeah, I
gotta slap somebody from far away without them knowing it was me, though. Stop being stupid.
That would be pretty entertaining, actually.
They'll be looking around like, hey, what was that? Who was that?
Technically, every time you're watching live TV, you could just like reach out and slap someone right in the face, and they'd be like, what just happened?
What just happened? Force powers. Nice.
I mean, if I... The Super Bowl might have gone a little bit different if we had those force powers.
Oh. Believe me, I have grown to not like Patrick Mahomes because of his little antics as of late, him whining and crying to the referees. So definitely would have caused him to fumble the ball more often, you know, or throw a couple of more interceptions. So definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Super Bowl was last night. For context, this podcast is going to be going out like a month from now. So
and Chauncey did not watch it.
Oh, I actually did watch this
one. Oh, you did watch Super Bowl. Okay.
Yeah, we had it on here on the Paramount Plus app.
Okay.
As background, I was playing a video game also at the time. But, yeah.
Yeah, Chauncey is not the sports guru.
Not a bad game. I did enjoy the Agent State Farm commercial, though.
The neighbor?
Yeah.
That was a good one when you showed me the other day. Oh, no, it's not neighbor. It's neighbor.
That's what I said. That's
neighbor.
Like it says on the paper.
Get in the chopper.
This woman's in labor.
That was good. To me, that's probably like the best commercial that it had.
It was so good.
It was so good. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. And then I liked the new Discover commercial.
Which one was that one?
They've had a series going with this lady who's like kind of ditzy in the commercials. But she calls and she's like, man, you robots are sounding more human-like.
Oh, yeah. These days. Yeah. Like, that's a.
You're not a robot.
She's Stifler's mom, man. Mom in American Pie.
Okay.
That's what she is. Got yeah. You. Yep. All right.
I enjoyed that one as well.
But. That's good. All right. So, you think we're done with that one there? Or?
Yeah, I think we've done that one. Unless we really want to dig into the Chuck Norris jokes, which we could. I love Chuck Norris jokes. It's a back in the day thing, but they're so good.
I say we save that for another segment called Dad Jokes.
Okay. Well, let's just do a quick, like, what's your favorite Chuck Norris joke of all the ones you've heard?
I don't know.
All right, while you're thinking, I'll do one.
Yeah.
So, when Chuck does a push-up, he doesn't go up.
The earth
goes down.
I heard that one. That one's good. That was good. When Chuck Norris wakes up, it ain't him waking up, it's the sun waking up.
Okay.
I said it backwards, probably. I don't know. I probably said it wrong.
That's all right. And then there was actually an interview that he did with someone. And they were like, Chuck, what's your favorite Chuck Norris joke? he said his favorite was that under his beard he has a third fist.
Oh, they have a commercial with him where he's at like a small little diner. He's at the register paying for something, and then these two older gentlemen sitting down like in one of the booths talking about Chuck Norris and saying jokes, and he's standing right beside them there. And towards the end of the commercial, one of the older gentlemen says, something slick, and Chuck Norris kicks like the salt shaker into his head, back of his head, and walks away. That was good.
Love the Chuck Norris stuff. So good.
Definitely.
Okay, so I think that officially puts that topic to bed. If you have a different opinion, of course, send us an email and let us know which way you would go and why. And of course, the email is theeclecticcornerpodcast@gmail.com.
Put that a jingle there? I don't know.
gmail.com.
All right. I'm on my phone here.
Dropping our notes there.
My notes here. All right. So the next one here, Chauncey, is name your top five superheroes. And then I'll name my top five superheroes.
Okay.
And then we'll compare them across the board from one through five and see which list will win.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So number one has to be Superman. My last name is Kent. I have to pick Superman as my number one. There's no other option for me. It's like a biological imperative. So that's my number one. Number two, probably Iron Man.
Okay.
Well, let's go back and forth. What's your number one?
Okay, so you got Superman.
Yeah.
Man, that's like a heavy hitter already, man. Come on. All right. Let's go Hulk.
Okay. The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about World Destroyer Hulk, not just Bruce Banner, half World Destroyer Hulk.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then I said my number two is Iron Man, so who's your number two, you think?
Iron Man. You got Iron Man. Okay. Let's go Nightcrawler. I love Nightcrawler.
Oh, that's a good one.
He's my favorite.
Thinking of the
X-Men.
He's
my favorite all-time Marvel superhero.
Okay.
Growing up.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good choice. I love Nightcrawler.
All right.
So my number three is probably Green Lantern.
The rings, which they have limited powers.
Well, no, it's your power is limited only by your imagination.
Not really.
That's the whole Green Lantern thing.
No, because the lantern could, the lantern could die out.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got
Superman, Iron Man, Green Lantern, I got Hulk, Nightcrawler. Man.
I know, it's tough. Five's tough.
Yes. Thinking here. Wow, this is tough right here. Silver Surfer.
Okay. I mean, I guess we could classify him as a
hero. He's not bad.
Right.
He just worked for Galactus at the time being, but he helps destroy Galactus as well.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. That's fair. That's fair. Number four, I'm going to say Flash.
So speed.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff you can do with the whole speed thing, so.
So time warping, time manipulation, going back in time.
Yeah, you can go back in time, you can go forward in time, you can jump dimensions. Right. You can phase through solid objects by vibrating your molecules fast enough.
Franklin Richards.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, you see. Franklin Richard, he is Reed Richards' son.
Okay.
With, I forgot her name now. Is it Invisible Girl?
Yeah.
Ms. Fantastic and Invisible Girl. So they have a son.
Okay.
Franklin Richard. You should look him up.
Does he have both powers?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I'll read to you what he has.
Okay.
So what's your character now? Is it the fifth one I'm going
yeah,
to?
Yeah, this would be the fifth one. So my number five, it's not Marvel or DC. It's Peter Petrelli from Heroes.
Who is that?
So he's the guy who like absorbs other people's powers by just being in near them.
Oh, like Rogue. Well, Rogue had to touch you, though.
Yeah, Rogue had to touch you.
Okay. So just being in close contact with you?
Just in proximity to you. Absorbs your powers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Reed Richards' abilities. I'm sorry, Franklin Richards. Reality warping. Matter and energy manipulation. Energy projection. Psionic abilities such as telekinesis, telepathy, astral projection, and precognitions, teleportation, immortality, and pocket universe creation.
Oh my.
Done.
It's basically the Albert Einstein of superheroes.
And if you want to go off away from DC and Marvel, Spawn.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Spawn.
Yeah.
So, man. Okay, so we have Superman, Iron Man. Who else we had?
Superman, Iron Man, Green Lantern, Flash, and Peter Petrelli.
Okay. And I have...
Who, just by being in the list with the other four, has the abilities of the other four.
I know, right? Dang. I have Hulk, Nightcrawler, Silver Surfer, Franklin Richards, and Spawn.
Man. That's a heavy hitter team.
Yeah, but you got that one guy that just takes power away from people. So yeah. Like, but, okay, so Peter, what was that, Peter what?
Peter Petrelli.
Okay. Once he takes away some of your power or your powers, mm-hmm. does he keep them forever or do they go away after time?
So I'm going with season one Peter Petrelli, and in that one, he keeps them forever.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a whole thing in like season three or four where his powers like get taken away and he gets them back, but it's a different version and he can only like have one power at a time kind of thing.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was stupid.
How many seasons was Heroes?
Heroes had four seasons, I believe.
Before but it was cut short, right?
Sick of it? Yeah. The first season's really the only good season.
Okay.
Like, that's when all the heroes are, like, they're coming up and learning how to use their powers and, like, they're the best versions of themselves. And, like, Siler, in particular, such a good villain. Like, so good. He kind of has Peter's abilities,
mm-hmm.
except he has to, like, cut people's heads open and see how their brain is put together in order to figure out how their power works. And then he takes their power permanently.
Okay. Who was, the one Asian character?
Hiro Nakamura.
Well, what were his powers?
He could manipulate time and space.
Okay.
So he could pause time, he could go forward, he could go backward, he could teleport himself. But okay. He didn't have great control of it.
All right, so let's keep it simple. Let's pick our five again, but only X-Men five. So
only X-Men?
Good or bad. Heroes or villains.
Okay.
Only X-Men. You go first.
Wait, what's... So we're saying X-Men.
Only X-Men.
Okay.
Heroes or villains from X-Men world.
Okay.
From universe.
All right. So my number one for sure would be Cyclops. He was my absolute favorite X-Men.
Okay. I say Wolverine.
Wolverine's awesome. He should definitely be on any top five list if he hasn't already been picked.
Wolverine. Okay.
Yeah. Like, you regenerate from all damage and you live forever. Like,
come on.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. My number two... is probably...
It could be, once again, it could be good guys or bad guys. It doesn't matter who it is.
Probably Gambit.
Oh, okay.
He's my second favorite.
All right. So you got Cyclops and Gambit. I got Wolverine, and I'll take Nightcrawler again.
Yeah. It's a good choice.
Yeah.
Number three would be Rogue.
Okay.
Because, like, you just have to. All
right. I will be taking Jean Grey in the Phoenix form.
Of course. Number four, I mean, you'd have to go Xavier, right?
Okay.
He's pretty cool.
Okay.
You can get in your head.
Okay. So you're going Xavier?
Yeah.
You sure?
I mean...
You don't want to one up it a little bit from Xavier?
I don't think you can one up
it. Oh, you can. I got it in my head. Yes, you can.
I might not know this character, so...
All right. Yeah. Onslaught.
Yeah, I don't know that
character. He's both Magneto and Xavier together.
Interesting.
And so what happens is, I think I'm, I want to make sure I'm correct here. Magneto tries to get into, Xavier tried to get into Magneto's head.
Mm-hmm.
Once Magneto took off his helmet because Xavier cannot get through Magneto's head
right.
Because of the helmet. So once he took it off, he got into it, but he was in the astral plane.
Okay.
Mental astral plane there. And it created Onslaught, both of them together. Okay. So he has the power of
both. Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Then number five.
You can go with the first mutant if you want.
The what?
The first mutant. Apocalypse.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
He considered the first mutant. Considered.
Yeah. I mean, Wolverine was around in what, like the Civil War?
Yeah, but Apocalypse is like beyond. He's like ancient.
Okay.
Like Egyptian type things.
Yeah. Well, it's fine. Nah, I don't know enough about Apocalypse to go that way. I'm thinking I'm between a couple. I think maybe I forget her name even, but it's Kitty something.
Kitty Pryde?
Yeah. But she can like phase through walls and like also phase other people through walls.
All right. Okay. Okay, I'll take it a step back. I remove Onslaught. I'll do Magneto. Because that's just too
right.
That's just too powerful. Okay, so you got Xavier. I got Magneto. You got Kitty Pryde.
Mm-hmm.
That's your fifth one?
Yeah, that's my fifth one.
All right.
I was thinking maybe Deadpool.
Ooh.
I don't know if you count that as a...
You can.
And like...
You can if you want.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to go Forge.
Okay.
Time travel.
Yeah, we'll swap number
or five. Or Cable.
Yeah. Ooh. I'll swap number five for Deadpool.
Deadpool?
Yeah.
Dang, we're in Deadpool head-to-head. Like, both of them have healing abilities. Dang.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Wolverine's going to come out looking better.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Like, that face under the mask with Deadpool is not good at all.
Just not what you want.
Not what you want. All right, so yours again was Cyclops.
Yeah, Cyclops, Gambit, Rogue, Xavier, and Deadpool.
Okay. Mine was Wolverine, Nightcrawler,
Magneto,
Forge. I'm missing one. Oh, Phoenix.
Oh yeah,
Phoenix. That's right, Phoenix. So.
That's right.
That's a...
I mean, I don't think my team has a snowball's chance in heck
against yours,
but...
Because Phoenix alone...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So all right.
She's a class five.
I'll keep her Jean Grey. I'll keep her Jean Grey. I won't go Phoenix.
Okay.
I least I get to battle Xavier back-to-back with the mind games there.
Yeah.
You know, so... Okay. So I'll keep her Jean Grey. I think it's pretty even.
Yeah, I think so.
I think pretty even.
we're being against Deadpool. Mm-hmm. Jean Grey against Xavier.
Yeah.
Then I have Forge against Cyclops.
Okay.
You got Rogue right still, right?
Yeah.
Who do I have?
Rogue and Gambit.
Rogue and Gambit you have, and then I have Nightcrawler and Magneto left.
I think Rogue could take Magneto.
I'll give you, okay, so Magneto, you think so?
Yeah. If she can get close enough to touch him, she gets the powers.
Yeah. Nightcrawler and Gambit.
I think that would be fun. That would be a fun one to watch.
Yeah.
Because he's like throwing the plasma charge cards, and Nightcrawler's just popping in
just,
everywhere.
Just bamping all over the place. Did you know that every time that Nightcrawler bamped him, he leaves like a bad odor?
Yeah.
Like a fart smell, like a...
Yes, he goes through like an alternate dimension, and it's like a sulfur atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool, okay. So, you want to call it even?
Yeah, I think that's probably
a pretty
solid draw.
Okay. So, Nightcrawler and Gambit will be a fun one to watch.
I would love to watch that.
We're reading Deadpool will be a forever match. He's like, okay, guys, stop. Just stop.
They're just constantly stabbing and shooting each other.
Stop fighting, guys. Okay, it's even draw there. Who else? Jean Grey and Xavier will be like a chess board game.
Yeah.
Mental chess, just back and forth.
I think that would be the least interesting fight to watch.
Yeah, like...
Because they're both just going to be sitting there.
Sitting down.
Fingers to their heads. Eyes closed.
Just, guys, what are you guys doing? We're battling mentally. Telepathically, we're just battling here. All right, so yeah, let's call it a draw.
Yeah,
let's call it a draw. All right, so shoot us your top five X-Men characters, and it could be good or bad, heroes or villains, either one. But shoot us your top five X-Men characters and why you chose that five as your team.
Definitely, and also X-Men is something I've been wanting to like get more into. So I didn't watch it a lot as a kid.
The cartoon was amazing.
Yeah.
The best cartoon. One of the best cartoons ever.
And so at this point, like, I'm not 100% sure where to start. So if you all have a good starting point, hit us up in the emails.
Yes.
And let me know.
All right. On to the third segment. Which you call it, What or Who Am I?
Yes.
Almost like a riddle me this or riddle me that.
Yeah.
Who's afraid of the big black bat? Oh, the Riddler there.
Oh my.
All right, so.
Riddle me this, Batman.
So you want to go first, or should I go first?
You do yours first.
Okay. I have my own standalone movie from back in the 80s.
Yep.
All right. I appear, my first appearance again into the cinematic universe was in one of the Marvel movies back in 2014.
Okay.
And I appeared in a couple more Marvel movies there afterwards.
Who didn't?
I am not human.
Okay.
But I talk and act like a human. And I have a human girlfriend.
Okay. I'm thinking...
You can name the character or name the movie.
From I want to say Thor.
No.
No?
No.
Mm.
I am not human at all. No human characteristics, like physical characteristics. But I act like a human.
Oh, okay. No human... Wait, is... Vision?
No.
Hmm. I'm not good at this one.
His first initial is H.
Okay, his first initial is H.
Second initial to the second name is D. Or it's blank the... So the... It's...
Oh, Howard the Duck?
Howard the Duck.
Okay. See, I don't know enough about Howard the Duck to...
I love Howard... See, that was a movie flop. Hmm. But I actually still love it. I don't care. Like, you know, people say, oh, the movie sucks. I grew up watching stupid movies, and to me, that was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and I just found out that George Lucas was the executive producer.
That's interesting.
You know, it's like, wow. So.
Yeah, I had no idea about
that. You know, Martin Short and Robin Williams also auditioned for Howard the Duck's voice. Mm-hmm. Of course, they didn't get it, but they auditioned for it at least, you know? So.
That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know that much about the character. I think at one point my dad said he had a bunch of the comics sitting around somewhere.
Great.
But yeah, I do love that he has cameos in several of the Marvel movies now.
They gotta make his own movie again.
Yeah.
And he's a Marvel character, so...
They need to hit a redo on that.
Seriously.
I mean, they did it for the Hulk.
Yeah.
His first movie was real bad, but, you know, they kept bringing him back, so... Let's get a Howard the Duck reboot.
Yes. Marvel, please, Howard the Duck reboot. And let George Lucas actually do it right this time. Okay?
Yeah.
What is yours?
Okay. So, mine takes the form a little bit more of a riddle format. And there's my mouse pointer. Okay. So, I'm going to be reading from the perspective of the thing you're trying to guess what it is.
Okay.
All right. So, I grow high up in the air, taller than the trees. I'm shaped by the breeze. But I never breathe. What am I?
Say it one more time.
Okay, so I grow up in the air, taller than the trees. I'm shaped by the breeze, but I never breathe.
A cloud?
Cloud's a good guess, though. It has several of the characteristics there.
Man.
Yeah, I'm thinking of something a little more down to earth.
Fog?
Maybe something a little bit less ethereal.
Man, I'm not good with riddles, man. Remember, I suck at clues and stuff like that. Remember, we went to the escape room and I was horrible in the escape room. I was useless. No, so I'm not good with that.
I was not great in the escape room. My one major contribution in the escape room was figuring out the combination lock in the first room.
You pulled it open.
And I didn't do that by figuring out the riddles. I felt where the locks loosened.
Yeah,
and lined them all
that
up
helped us though. We moved along, okay?
Yeah, it's still cheating, but
oh man, I don't know, Chauncey.
All right, so it's made up primarily of one of the four primary elements, like the
wind,
but it's not air, and it's not fire, and it's not water.
Earth.
It's made up primarily of earth.
Is it a bush? I don't know.
No. Are you giving up, or do you want a hint?
Give me one more hint.
Okay. There's quite a few of these on or near the United States West Coast, and there's smaller ones along the East Coast.
Mountains?
Mountains.
Oh.
Yes.
It is shaped by the wind.
Yeah.
Erosion. That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, you got me there. That was a good one. I kept thinking something above, but you did say higher than...
grows higher than the trees.
Higher than the trees, yeah. So I'm thinking, okay, wind or clouds. I'm like, okay. That's good.
Yeah. It's inspired by one of the Lord of the Rings riddles, I believe.
You see, I would have failed that journey. I would have felt that long journey of Lord of the Rings.
I would have got down there with Gollum, and I don't think I would have made it out of that cave.
Nope. I would have failed. So.
Although I'm a lot bigger than a hobbit, so I might have been just fine. But I wouldn't have gotten the riddles right. I would have been killing him with brute force. Full on caveman on the poor little guy.
My precious.
Such good movies.
They better make another one.
And even better books.
Yeah.
What would they make it about?
I never saw Sauron. His real character, real form.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see that.
Okay, I mean, I guess they could go back.
You know?
And do some of the history stuff. Because there are books for that.
Which I think they're making actually that in one of the new... shows on Prime, I think. On Prime.
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
It's on Prime, I think. They're talking about Sauron. But I've always been interested in the character Sauron. Was he good at first and then turned bad? Like,
I don't think so.
You think he was just evil all the time?
Yeah, from the backstory that I've read, basically, he pretended to be good.
Okay.
So that the elves would teach him how to make the magic rings.
Okay.
But he made a bunch of rings and passed them out to all the world leaders, and then we made one ring that controlled all the other rings for himself. So it was just a sneaky way to take over the world, basically.
And that's where was that those kings, what they called?
The Wraiths.
The Wraith?
Yeah.
Where they come from?
Yeah, it's the nine, basically the nine kings that had the rings.
Okay.
Yeah.
That movie to me always has been, with that story, that plot always been good. I never really watched The Hobbit, the original 80s cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
I need to watch it, because I never really watched it.
I definitely didn't watch that.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. So.
I have seen the three movies.
Yeah. But have you watched any of the other trilogy ones that came out afterwards? Like, because there was, what's it called? What the other one called? Oh my God, what was the name of those other three movies that came out?
We had the original three.
The original three.
Fellowship of the Ring, Two Towers, and Return of the King. Then they had the Hobbit trilogy.
Yeah, the Hobbit trilogy.
Yeah, I've seen
Hobbit, okay. Yep. Hobbit trilogy. And then the original Hobbit one. So that's seven movies, right?
Yeah. The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug, and Battle of Misty Mountain, or something like that. I own them, so I should know the titles, but I don't. Like, I have the DVDs.
And then, the one on Apple... It's called The Ring of Powers.
Yeah.
So I guess those are on how they get like all the rings.
Yeah, I think it goes over
the whole Sauron.
Just really stretches out the backstory.
Yeah.
I would love to see them make something based on the Silmarillion.
The who?
It's kind of like a backstory book that Tolkien wrote before he wrote everything else.
Okay.
But it literally talks about the creation of the Lord of the Rings universe and like where the elves came from and
where the dwarves.
Yeah.
Basically. So everything where in that world.
Yeah.
In a universe.
Yeah.
I never heard of that book.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. I have the book. I haven't finished reading it. It's like maybe a chapter in, and have been for a couple of years. So I'm gonna have to reread that part.
I'm just waiting for the next movie to come out.
No, it's one of those life things. Like, you start something, and then
you put it aside for a bit, pick it back up.
And you forget where you put the book, and the whole thing. But I have read The Hobbit, and I've read the Lord of the Rings trilogy also. The books are better than movies. It's always the case.
Why is that? Is it because you read it and you fantasize how it will be, or is it... Because movies don't tend to stick to the script.
I think it's just the differences in the media. Because, like, a book... Books will usually give you more fleshed-out detail.
Yeah.
They'll always cut things from the book to fit it into...
Yeah.
A reasonable time period for the movie to elapse. And then a book can easily go into the thought processes of the characters... Whereas a movie has a harder time doing that because they have the dialogue that the book gives them, but it doesn't necessarily spell out what they're thinking when they're speaking that dialogue.
Yeah. Can you imagine the movie having like little air bubbles come out of people's head? What a dick.
Or what if they like subtitled everyone's thoughts?
Oh yeah, that too. Like,
it's like, oh my God, there's so much happening.
I'm looking everywhere.
So many things happening. I don't even know.
Yeah, that'd be difficult to keep up with in any movie.
Oh yeah,
trying to keep up with everybody's subtitle. Okay, he thinking this, she thinking that. The dog thought thinking too.
Or if it paused like every 10 seconds or however often to like have them verbally say what they're thinking and then resume the action.
No, that movie will be
days.
Days long. For a movie scene that's actually just 2 minutes long.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So, Chauncey got Howard the Duck. I couldn't get Chauncey's riddle.
No, you got there. You got there. I didn't tell you what it was.
That's true. You didn't tell me. That's true. But, I mean, I had actually for, like, a few extra bonus tips. But, hey.
I mean, you gave me the initials HD.
HGTV. Yeah. Howard the Duck, interesting character. He was a very perverted young foul-mouthed character.
Like, I wonder why the first movie didn't do well. And when did they make it? Like in the
80s? 80, like 84, 85 it came out?
I wonder why it didn't do well in the 80s. I'm not sure.
Where are we at? Howard the Duck. All right, folks. Coming up to our last segment for the night here in our podcast. So, talking about current events, and you wanted to talk about AI, Chauncey.
Yes, the advent of AI technology in our society.
Is it good? Is it bad? Is it a little bit of both?
I mean, it's certainly everywhere now, and it's one of those things that seems like it really just popped up overnight. Like, all of a sudden, there's just AI everything.
Everything's AI. ChatGPT.
Yeah, ChatGPT is probably the OG culprit, at least the one that everyone knows.
Yeah.
And everyone started building their large language models, and now we have Magic Write and picture generators and
text-to-images and all that kind of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. Now, I do want to preface this conversation by saying what they are calling AI technology right now is not the same as, like, Terminator AI.
Not yet.
Not ever. It's in no way ever going to become sentient and start, like,
Skynet, can that happen?
Not with the current programming, no. Have you asked AI to, like, generate something for you?
Well, it depends on how you ask it. Because you can work around... Because, like, for example, I was watching this podcast, and one of the guys was like, you could try to ask AI to build you a pipe bomb, but it won't tell you how to build it. But if you ask it, hey, what are the materials used in a pipe bomb? It will give you the materials, but it won't show you or instruct you on how to build it, though.
Okay. So you can get the materials, and they're like, so what ratio, what are the ratios of these materials?
You're going to blow your hands off.
Yeah, home bomb building is really not a good choice for life or limb. So we would obviously advise against it.
Yeah, and please don't use any AI for any wrongdoing or evil doing or trying to create some type of weapon. Please be careful out there.
Yes, yeah. So I think the thing that kind of gets me going about the AI stuff is I've spent a lot of my life doing stuff in the creative field, like writing or now programming, and this AI stuff comes along and you can just kind of tell it what you want and it just spits out exactly what you're trying to get, something that would take a real person months or years to create. Like, is the AI technology close to a point where it's going to start, like, costing people jobs?
That's true. Yeah.
Like, why does Hollywood keep employing writers when they can just have AI generate scripts for them?
But AI wouldn't know. I mean, it's still, like, a human feeling, a human thought. I don't care how much they put into AI. A human thought, feelings, emotions still doesn't compare. AI would never compare to that.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, I was playing with this thing that Microsoft just updated onto my computer a little bit earlier. It's Copilot. I saw a commercial for it. And one of the things they had in there was this guy who was building a video game. And okay. He types into Copilot, like, give me code for an open source, like an open world video game. And it just spits out the code that you would need to create that.
So did he just copy and paste the code?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, that's not...
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, now, as we mentioned on a previous podcast, I'm working on a game right now.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm going on forums and learning how to actually do the code and write it myself. But if you can just have an AI generate it for you, that to me, that seems wrong.
It seems wrong, but think about it this way as well. Like, you are searching on your own on how to do the coding on your behalf. When you finish building your game or creating your game, the gratitude, the glory, your how you feel towards your accomplishment will be different as if you just say, hey, AI, I want to build this game so and such such ways with such such character, whatever it is, world, whatever. And that's for you like a day or two, and all you gotta do just start rendering color and doing whatever you got. I don't know. Would you feel the same? No.
No, I mean, the sense of accomplishment wouldn't be there, but, you know, the money in the bank might, which...
And that becomes, it's not art anymore. It's not a hobby, it's not art, it's just you chasing money, chasing wealth, I don't know. And there's nothing wrong with chasing the wealth, if you're going to have the right intentions after, you know, behind that, but it's just like our forefathers, our parents, you know... They built stuff with their hand. They created stuff, you know what I'm saying, out of their imaginations.
Right.
They didn't use this AI computer.
Yeah.
You know, so I hear you. It's frustrating.
If I'm trying to come up with a story and I get stumped on what the main plot should be, can I just have the AI give me the plot?
It's not natural.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't know, it's not natural.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's one of those things that, like, you think about. Specifically, going back to the Hollywood thing, like, even if they wanted to keep the human element, instead of having a team of writers, they could have one writer to review what the AI spits out.
And we're not saying that AI is bad. Like, I mean,
it has its place, for sure. But I think some of the applications they're starting to make it for, I think there's going to be repercussions for... the ways that it's being used now.
For society, the culture, employment, you know? Definitely. I could see that, you know what I'm saying? If that's what, like, I didn't go to college, you know?
Right.
But I've always had an interest in different things. I could draw. I played a few instruments growing up, you know? I love jets, you know, stuff like that. Natural stuff that I like to do that come out of my own wants, my own desires. If you have to ask AI to give you hobbies and desires, and you still feel empty inside.
Yeah.
Because it's not self-fulfilling. It's not what comes out of you naturally. So, I don't know. Like I said, AI is not bad for certain things, but I think it will become a problem in the long run.
Yeah.
For society. I believe that they should have like some type of regulation towards it.
Probably. I think especially in the creative space.
Yeah.
I would say there's got to be some sort of restrictions on where you can use AI-generated content.
I agree.
Because, like, if you're a TV network, if the show is completely AI-generated, do you air that? I think that becomes a moral question for the TV network.
That's true. Now, I believe that those kind of businesses can use it for, like, forecasting. For, like, you know, business forecasting, stuff like that, you know?
Well, sure. Yeah, 100%.
But not for completing a task.
Right.
Not for completing a job. You know what I'm saying? That a human being needs to survive with or went to college for, spent all this time and money in college, and now we have this computer-generated artificial intelligence taking over work.
Right.
Job. So, definitely, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I think computers should... kind of stay to what they've been doing and handle the mundane, repetitive stuff. We program them, we tell them how to do things that we've figured out how to do. So rather than reinvent the wheel, we just have the computer redo that process over and over. And they're great at that. Like, that, they're fantastic at that. But as far as creativity, I think maybe we should leave that to humans.
Imagination or humans.
So, like, yeah. Imaginative efforts, creative efforts should be left to those who are soul equipped.
And if you're a human listening to this saying, well, I just typed in what I wanted in ChatGPT, that's my imagination. No, it doesn't count. That does not count. Word for word, detail for detail, what you want expressed on paper or you typing it into a computer, that's your imagination.
Yeah.
You know, so...
And so I will say there's one thing I've seen AI used for, and I think it's a really good application of the technology. It's for refining things that you create yourself. So the example they had on the commercial for this specific one was like someone wrote an email and the AI was like, and they're like, can you make this sound more upbeat? Or obviously computers have been grammar checking forever. any of that kind of stuff.
That's fine.
I think that's perfect.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Like,
fine.
That's enhancing what you've created.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think as far as creating something unique on their own, I don't know.
Yeah. If you were to write a movie plot or a story for a book and you typed it all into ChatGPT or any type of AI generator, that's fine to me because you actually wrote the whole context of it.
Well, right, exactly. Like, you could write a conversation between two people and then be like, make this sound more natural.
Correct. You know?
I think that makes sense.
Some people may not have that linguistic skill or that natural writing ability because they went to college and took X amount of classes for it. I understand that part. So you type it in yourself and you ask it to enhance it and make it sound better, either funnier, more natural, more in-depth, you know, stuff like that. That's cool. But for it to create something from scratch for you?
Yeah.
No.
And then, aside from the moral considerations, a lot of people don't know how the AI technology works.
That's true.
It's actually really interesting, to me anyway, but I'm a nerd, so maybe not to everyone else. So you'll feed in to the large language model, or in the case of like image generation, like a large image model, different examples of like everything. And so when you put in the prompts, it pulls up all the examples it has associated with that and comes up with a percent of like, what is the next right thing to put here? So in the case of writing, it's like, what's the next letter most of the time? Yeah. From based on all of my examples.
Correct. Yeah.
And that's how it writes what you've said. It'll pull up all of its examples of the prompt that you typed in and just put in the next correct letter based on all its examples. So technically, even though it's creating something new, its work is derivative of all the stuff that's been fed into it.
Yeah. And it can't learn in itself. It's all what we feed into it, right?
Right.
So it's like, it's not. So it cannot be like Skynet. It's not.
Well, sort of. I mean, they did a thing with the original ChatGPT, I think. They kind of opened it up to the internet and was like, find examples of these things. So it kind of like scoured the internet and found what it was looking for.
Okay.
So in that sense, I guess it's learning on its own. But
But I heard that there's some type of firewall.
You still have to filter it too.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it can find examples that aren't correct.
It's still working on the text to image stuff because it still doesn't get what you write down in details to what you expect it to look like.
Yeah.
So they're still working on that. And also the linguistic in AI is still not good either.
Yeah.
So like, for example, if you type in Chauncey and Ray podcast, it may put two C's and double R for Ray. It won't put it down correctly for the image.
Right.
Yeah. So still working on that there.
Yeah. But it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely moral implications with the technology as it develops and whatnot. But yeah, so if you're a business owner out there, just be careful how you choose to use and apply the AI technology, I think.
Yeah. I think it could be helpful.
Sure.
But also dangerous and make you lazy.
Yeah.
You know, but a good thing about it, too, is that some of these colleges and schools already, too, are have, like, they can notice when a child, when a student, not a child, a student uses ChatGPT for homework or for essays or whatever. So they like, nope. You see what you did here?
Yeah.
You know, so certain programs that they use that could identify what was done, what was used, you know, beforehand.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So, with the Marvel movies, Infinity War was so much better, in my opinion, than everything that has been part of the multiverse.
Okay, Infinity War or Endgame?
Like the Infinity War plotline, the whole...
So from Endgame and prior...
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, like, they're so epic and so good.
Definitely.
And then they're doing the multiverse movies, and I feel like...
Trash.
They're all completely lackluster.
They're trash. They're actually trying to scrap all that and start a new phase because they have been flopping. Hard. I just watched The Marvels this past weekend.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it yet. Please.
I'm not going to say anything about it. Just...
It's so funny because, like, what is it? At least a dozen times now, I have watched a movie with super high expectations, and I'm like, this one has to be good. And every single time, it's like, no, it's not. It's just not. So I'm wondering if the studios who are doing the Marvel stuff are generating the plots with AI.
They probably are.
That would explain the dramatic shift in the quality.
A couple of months ago, they hired this lady to become like the new Marvel writer.
Okay.
She just got fired last week or 2 weeks ago. She just got fired because she was trying to make everything women empowerment. I have nothing against women. I mean, I don't. I have nothing against women.
I've noticed that trend.
But everything has been women empowerment.
I've noticed that trend.
You know, and I have nothing against women, but it's like you have to.
Like, let's at least be 50-50.
Yeah, like, you gotta cater to the masses, not just to one culture, you know, to one stereotype. You can't, because then it's gonna start taking away, from, you know, like, the fan base.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you know, like, to me, Iron Man, to me, part one was the best Marvel movie in the past.
So good.
20 years.
Absolutely spectacular. I've watched it a dozen times and will probably watch it a dozen more.
Captain America Civil War, amazing.
Oh my god, yes.
Amazing. Captain America, to me, even better than Captain Civil War, The Winter Soldier.
Okay.
That one had good writing, good fighting. Mm-hmm. Everything was great about that. And then Endgame came. Endgame was amazing as well. After that, was
great.
After that, was just like...
And then you had some of the TV series... It was WandaVision first, right?
That was good.
I enjoyed WandaVision.
That was great.
It definitely... It wasn't as action-y, but that's to be expected.
Yeah. Hawkeye was pretty good, too.
Hawkeye was good.
She-Hulk was not good.
Yeah. No. And the way they ended She-Hulk was just bad.
Yeah. Like, CGI was horrible in that. Like,
it was weird and kitschy and just not...
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if these writers are using AI... to create these Marvel stories nowadays, and not going off what comic books. Keep it simple, guys. We have references out there called comic books.
Now,
please use comic books.
I understand wanting to go off script.
Yeah, that's fine. A little bit, that's fine.
I did it with Game of Thrones. I did it with Walking Dead, just to keep people guessing.
Yeah. Because
otherwise, the fans
who came in
from the comics
or
the books or whatever would be like, well, I know exactly what's coming, so I don't need to watch it. But yeah, so they twist it, they set it up a little bit differently.
Yeah, but we have resources out there.
But yeah, like...
You know, references, comic books.
Your source material.
Cartoons, they were great back in the 90s and 80s, you know what I'm saying? Even 2000s.
Right. Maybe develop a little bit less in the beginning of the movie, because you're taking way too long in the development.
Yes.
And then, like, do some more action-y stuff. They're superhero movies.
Exactly.
We expect action.
We don't need all these love stories and all these... You know, conversations.
Right.
You know, so.
And also, when is Widow coming back? Like, they did it, like, they brought her back in the end of the What If series. Spoilers if you haven't seen it, but.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Yeah. But every time I watch something, I'm waiting for her to come back in the main storyline. Like, I guess they could have put her in a different universe, but, like, that seems stupid and silly.
Let's see what they do, because supposedly they're bringing back Iron Man and all the characters back for one more film, supposedly.
Yeah.
So that's what I heard. That's what I read. So,
I wonder how it turns out. I wonder how they're going to do that. Time travel? Well, it's there in the multiverse saga, so I guess it could be multiverse.
They got to go with the multiverse stuff. They got to go away from that. Just keep it.
I love the concept of the multiverse thing. They've just really... done such a poor job.
Exactly. I love the idea, but they just went too far ahead too fast. Slow it down a little bit.
I think the only thing they've done right as far as the multiverse stuff is Loki.
Loki was good.
Loki was really good.
And
it's not the one I was expecting to enjoy, but I actually really enjoyed
Loki
it.
Loki was good. Loki was good.
But they're doing a weird thing with like the multiverses and time sort of being interwoven, and like I don't know if that's how that would work necessarily.
They try to bring too much stuff, like the quantum theory into it, the multiverse, using the ring, using this and that. It's like, just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Bring in people through one verse, and that's it. We don't need multiple multiverses, small ones, to create one big one.
Right.
One big multiverse, and that's it. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our show tonight.
Yeah, I think it was a good one.
It was a good one. Lengthy one?
It's our shortest so far.
It felt longer. I don't know why. It felt longer. Do you want to maybe do a bonus? Or leave it for next time?
We got time for a little bonus content. You guys want some bonus content? Let us know in the email. But we're going to go ahead and do it anyway, assuming that you're going to ask for it.
Yeah. So the bonus content here, if we were stranded on an island.
Yes.
And you could have anybody on the island with you, but from your favorite show, what cast would it be?
Okay. So does like a deserted island or just
deserted island,
a tropical island, like a Hawaiian island?
Any island of your dreams, but you deserted.
Okay. So no one else is there.
No one else is there. There's no technology either.
Whatever cast you're bringing with you.
Whatever cast. Okay. There's no technology. So basically, it's almost like survival.
Okay.
And you got to start building up the technology in there and, you know, homes and...
Okay.
Make it like your own little country, I guess. But just... That's too far ahead. Anyways, just do for every cast.
All right. So, I want to make sure that I survive the initial experience... So that I can do some of the development stuff and whatever down the road. So I think I'm bringing... It's a small cast.
Okay.
But I'm going to bring Bear Grylls from Man vs. Wild.
Only him?
Yep. He's basically the whole cast of the show. Unless you count the cameraman, because they show up occasionally. But that's more mouths to feed. So just Bear Grylls.
Oh, man.
He's got the survival skills.
Oh, wow. I'm thinking like a Fresh Prince or something like that, you know? You talking about Bear Grylls, oh man. Okay. All right, so you got Bear Grylls. All right, let me see here. Yeah. I got it. Saved by the Bell cast.
The cast of Saved by the Bell.
Okay. The original Saved by the Bell, too. The original Saved by the Bell. Yeah.
I mean, if we weren't going to go for reality TV so much... Like more of a sitcom cast. Yeah. Did the Swiss Family Robinson have a show, or is it just like a book?
I think they had a spinoff cartoon. Did they? No, they had the movie off of Disney, the old, I think, 60s movie, whatever it was.
So you could go that way, I guess. Also, potentially Gilligan's Island, the cast from Gilligan's Island.
Okay.
They've got some experience in surviving on a deserted island for a period of time.
If I was going with cartoons, would be the cast of the Wild Thornberrys.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good choice.
The Wild Thornberrys.
Yeah. I might go with the cast of Jimmy Neutron if we were going cartoons.
Okay.
I feel like Jimmy could get me out of that situation pretty fast.
Oh. So I got Saved by the Bell, I got Wild Thornberrys.
Also, maybe the cast of Lost?
They're dead! They're dead!
Spoiler alert.
Come on, seriously. Like, I think anything over 10 years we could talk about. I think. Okay. You got Lost. You're talking to people who are stuck in...
If you don't mind hanging plot lines.
Dude, that was so, like, annoying. You
know? I love they just did a cliffhanger at the end of every season and never revisited any of them.
Bad writing. That's when they needed ChatGPT right there.
That's when they were first developing the AI technology. They're like, let's test it by making this show.
Oh my god. Like,
give me the plot to a show about people plane crashed on a deserted island. And that's what it spit out. The show Lost. So there you go. That's why it was so bad, guys.
So guys,
apologies if you enjoyed the show. It just had the hanging plot lines, I couldn't do it.
So I had Saved by the Bell, and I had the Wild Thornberrys. You had Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah, Jimmy Neutron.
Lost.
I think I'd go with Gilligan's Island over Lost.
Gilligan's Island, and who else?
There's someone else.
Is it Swiss Family Robinson.
Right. If we did movies, but if we're specifically shows, probably Gilligan's Island.
Okay. If we did movies, I gotta say Rambo.
Rambo.
Yeah.
Is your deserted island occupied by...
No, it's not.
Guerrilla forces?
By guerrilla forces? No, it's not. Okay, Tarzan.
Okay, yeah. I think Tarzan would work.
Tarzan would work.
You can make Tarzan work, for sure.
And that was force. Why ramble? Who are you fighting out here? There's trees!
I mean, if you're doing movies, George of the Jungle.
Oh, yeah. I got it. Wow. What's the name of the movie with Tom Hanks, or he's a FedEx
pilot? Ooh, Castaway?
Castaway. Wilson. Him and Wilson.
Oh, my. Well, I feel like one of those would be more useful than the other.
Yeah, right? Oh, man. So, all right, folks. I hope you guys enjoyed it tonight. That was a little bit of a bonus content there. We'll catch you again in, with episode 4 already?
Episode 4 in a couple weeks, yeah.
Man, we're moving along here. That's good, that's good. Hope you guys are enjoying this. Please give us some feedback, you know, so.
Yeah, let us know what you're liking, any ideas that you have for topics of discussion or things that you'd like to hear, all of that you can do in the comments or in the email, which again is theeclecticcornerpodcast@gmail.com.
And good night, folks.
Yep. Adios.